The status quo is not good enough. That was the conclusion of a major initiative to develop a new transportation vision for southwestern Pennsylvania that is being unveiled this morning. The plan is to develop a path to transform the way the region and its residents are connected. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto about Imagine Transportation 2.0.
Mayor, how does this fit into the city's plan, whether it's changing the Smithfield Street corridor or the implementation of the smart street signals or even the bus rapid transit system?
Well, that's exactly it. It's a system of systems. It is how a bus rapid transit system sort of blends into an improved public transportation system, how that then allows for a complete streets model to be implemented in downtown Pittsburgh that makes it safe for people who are walking, people with needs, and people who bike. And then how does that reach out beyond urban mobility and start to look at this entire region?
We often think of transportation outside of the city proper as, the best highways possible, but it has to go beyond that.
Yeah, so the last time we really did an overhaul of city mobility was in the 1940s and the 1950s, and we did it with a lot of demolition and building out roadways. It was strictly dictated by the automobile. What you see in cities around the world now is a system that is more conducive to all modes of transportation. How can they be safe? And then layer on top of that, how technology is changing urban mobility so rapidly, whether it's autonomous vehicles, smart traffic signals. So how all of that then fits into it as well. We have some really great opportunities to take the lead in this country on 21st century urban mobility, and it will mean some changes. And obviously, whenever anything changes, there's a lot of concern.
This Imagine Transportation has been called a ground-up vision, so it's not a bunch of transportation experts telling us what's good for us?
Well, it's 2 years in the making of basically listening, everything from Envision Downtown to the Uptown Eco Innovation District to the discussions happening in Oakland, combining them together, then hiring transportation engineers to translate what the community has said, taking that back to the community and saying, hey, this is what you told us you're looking at. This is what we can actually get done. And this is some options of what it could look like. Take it from there.
How much do you think this will require federal input, as in terms of monetary input, and is that even doable?
If we're to get federal support, we have to be in Washington in August. This will give us breathing time between March, April, May to be able to put together a plan through community process, June, July to be able to do all the engineering that will be required, and in August being able to look for federal funds.
One idea for improving transportation in the city, in southwestern Pennsylvania, tell me what the picture looks like in your mind.
Skybus. No. Okay. That's for the Pittsburghers that have been around a while. I would say that I'm probably stuck in the 80s on this one. I really like the idea that Allegheny County had back in those days with the spine line for a light rail system that would go north, south, east, and west. It would, you know, terminate out at the airport, and we see all this job growth going on there, but so few people have access to it because they don't own a car. That would be a great investment for this region. East, it would go out towards Westmoreland County. North, you could just take it up the HOV and take it up into the northern suburbs. And south, we already have built all the way to South Hills Village. And then using different modes of transportation to get you there, microbuses, autonomous vehicles, bike lanes, to be able to get easy access onto it, and then the light rail system will take you to the job employment centers all throughout. You have to be able to provide public access and transportation to multiple areas on a much better, bigger scale than in areas where most people own a car. And you have to make sure that it all works together as one system as easy as possible. Because if somebody has to get three transfers, they're not going to use it.
Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.